What not to do, assuming not religious means no ultimate belief. In comparative religion ministry, one of the easiest mistakes is assuming that a person who says, "I am not religious," has no ultimate beliefs. That mistake can close a conversation before it opens. Some people reject organized religion. Some carry wounds from church or family religion. Some were trained to think that religion means superstition, while science means reality. Some are spiritual but not connected to a church, temple, mosque, synagogue, or formal tradition. Others are deeply committed to a secular worldview but do not think of that commitment as faith. A Christian leader should not respond with sarcasm, pressure, or quick correction. A poor response sounds like, "Yes, you are religious, whether you admit it or not." That may contain a point, but it often sounds like a trap. It can make the person feel labeled rather than heard. A wiser response is curious and respectful. You might say, "That makes sense. When you say you are not religious, what are you wanting to make clear?" Or, "What do you find yourself trusting when life gets difficult?" Or, "Are there beliefs or values that guide your life, even if you would not call them religious?" This kind of question protects dignity. It also recognizes that human beings are whole embodied souls. Beliefs are not just ideas floating in the mind. They are connected to family history, emotional memory, wounds, hopes, habits, relationships, and fears. When someone says, "I am not religious," that sentence may carry years of experience. Do not rush past that. Also, do not assume that secular people are morally empty. Many secular people care deeply about justice, compassion, truth, beauty, science, human dignity, and responsibility. Those concerns can become bridges for meaningful conversation. But Christian leaders also need clarity. Secular naturalism is not neutral. If someone believes that only matter and energy are ultimately real, that belief shapes how they understand identity, purpose, death, morality, suffering, and hope. It answers religious-level questions, even if it does not use religious language. The ministry skill is to notice the ultimate commitment without turning the person into an opponent. In a wedding meeting, this may help you understand what the couple means by love. In a funeral, it may help you understand what the family means by hope. In coaching, it may help you understand what success has become in someone's life. What not to do? Do not mock. Do not corner. Do not use clever arguments to embarrass someone. What helps? Ask, listen, clarify, and stay steady. The person before you is not a worldview chart. The person before you is an image bearer. Listen for the altar and minister with truth, patience, and grace.